Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend, Diana Furchgott-Roth, back on the show. Diana is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is a former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor under the Reagan and the Bush terms. She's now the director of economics21.org, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. She's the author of Women's Figures. Also, the co-author of Disinherited, How Washington is Betraying America's Young, and she's our good friend, Diana Furchgott-Roth. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you.
Good to have you back, and one of our favorite economists, too, ladies and gentlemen. Diana, thank you for being here. I've been doing everything I can to talk about the great man who died this week, Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Antonin Scalia. And I've been talking to a couple other people about him, but you're my closest friend who actually knew Judge Scalia, and I'd like for you to talk to him about him a little bit.
Well, he was a wonderful person. He wasn't just a great jurist and a great lawyer, but he was a very kind person, got on very well with people, very friendly. You know, you can always tell what people are like by how they treat people who
yes.
are less important than they.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was on the White House staff in 1992, we invited him to breakfast. A group of young staffers invited him to breakfast, and he came to breakfast. He talked about what it was like to be on the Supreme Court, how when he went to the Supreme Court, he thought there would be a lot of discussion among all the different justices. They'd sit around and talk about the cases, and he was a little disappointed to find that it was not
like that. So he found that they were more siloed?
Yes, exactly, that most of the discussions he had was with his staff. They don't just sit around like faculty
mm-hmm.
in a coffee room and talk
mm-hmm.
about the different cases.
Interesting.
They each have their chambers. He talked about his nine children. Having nine children is a bit like flipping pancakes for breakfast. If one doesn't work out, you have the other, which is pretty funny because his oldest, Jean Scalia, is a very brilliant lawyer. So the idea that the first child didn't work out, of course, is very funny.
Yeah. Thank you for those stories. And I know there's other history between your family and Judge Scalia, too.
Yes. Yes, he swore in my husband, Harold Furchgott-Roth, as FCC commissioner
mm-hmm.
in 1997.
Harold's been on our show before. Go ahead.
Which was a great, great honor.
What an honor for your husband.
For the family, yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
For everybody. That's giving me chills, Diana. I'll tell you, I said that Antonin Scalia, regardless of your politics, regardless of your ideology, if you just think about importance and the sincerity and the quality of their work, surely and the impact. Surely, I said Scalia is going to go down as one of the top 10 members of the history of our Supreme Court, and you made it a finer point.
Yeah, I suggested it would be at least the top five, but it's not good
five.
To rank all these people.
But still,
if anybody out there, any of your listeners can just pick up one of his opinions and read them
mm-hmm.
and see that it is written in just normal
plain English. Yeah.
Plain English, very funny English.
Are you like me, Diana? Are you disgusted with President Obama and the Republicans about how they haven't even let a few days go by to celebrate this man before they started picking over his political bones? I've been shaming all of those people for 3 days now. I'm disgusted with them. What do you think?
It's not just disgusting, but we should think about what would have happened if the shoe had been on the other foot. In
mm-hmm.
July 2007, Senator Schumer announced that there would be no more Supreme Court nominees mm-hmm. or votes on nominees.
With a year and a half to go, right?
With a year and a half to go. One would think, well, what if this had been 2008 and it was President Bush and a Democratic Senate? Mm-hmm. How would they have reacted?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's unprecedented for a Supreme Court justice to be nominated in the last year of a president's term mm-hmm. and confirmed by the opposite.
Well, party. One thing
the
about
last
it,
time, the last time this happened was 1888.
Well, and when you hear people say elections matter, folks, this is an example of where elections matter. But I just wish, I would really like to have seen President Obama, even if McConnell did start it, I would like to see President Obama say, you know what, I got plenty of time to nominate someone. Right now, let's celebrate this man's life, whom I disagreed with on many levels, but what a great statesman. I really wish President Obama had said that. I would have thought a lot more of him if he had. 20 till, right back with Diana Fishcutt Roth. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.